At 6:06, it is fair, 32 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a high today of 59. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. While no new deaths were reported last week, the number of confirmed flu cases skyrockets. 206 new cases were confirmed just last week in Oklahoma. Part of the problem? People trying to work while sick.
I think our mentality is to try to fight through an illness and keep on going to work or school. You know, influenza is transmitted person to person directly, usually from coughing or sneezing within a few feet of another person.
That is the State Health Department's Lawrence Byrne said 100 people were hospitalized last week with the flu. That brings the total to 484 since October 1st. Meanwhile, this morning, another school district is closed today. Pahrump in Muskogee County joins Westville and Adair County with closing because of the flu. On State Capitol Watch this morning, the governor wants legislators to find a way to pay for repairs at the crumbling State Capitol building. She told reporters yesterday that she supports all options for meeting the estimated $160 million price tag.
It's embarrassing to have barricades out in front of the Capitol when we have tourists come or people who are coming here to conduct official business for our state, because our state capitol is a symbolism of our great pride in our state and our seat of government.
After touring the capitol, she told reporters she was growing concerned about the health and safety of the people who work in that building. Well, speaking of the governor, she may soon be packing heat.
Fallon says she's waiting on the results of her background check, but that she's completed the required course that will allow her to carry a concealed weapon. Although the governor is assigned armed troopers for security, she says she may want to carry a handgun when she is no longer in office. She said, as a private citizen, the decision to carry a weapon is a matter of personal safety. Fallon says her husband owns revolvers and pistols, and that she hasn't decided which handgun she prefers. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
New jobs for Tulsa, we should find out in just about 4 hours from now. Verizon is expected to announce new jobs at its facility in Tulsa, which is located at the Cherokee Industrial Park. That's out near the Tulsa Police Academy. You will likely be paying more to park in downtown Tulsa later this year. City leaders are studying a proposal to hike meter rates and to lengthen enforcement time during the week. City Councilor Blake Ewing, who represents the downtown area, supports the changes.
And this seems like a deterrent. Just human nature says you're raising a meter rate somewhere. I promise you it's not. It's a much bigger deterrent to drive around one-way streets downtown looking for a place to park, and they're all filled up with daytime workers or things are confusing.
Yesterday, councilors heard a parking proposal from a city consultant. They will study the recommendations and are expected to take action later this year. The new A through F grading system of Oklahoma schools is slammed by a report released yesterday. OU and OSU researchers released the report saying that the system lacked clarity. It is required by the legislators, but educators have been highly critical of the plan. The Union High School Junior ROTC is rolling east this morning. The Corps loaded onto two buses at sunset last night and headed toward Washington, D.C. to march in Monday's inaugural parade. Tyler Yarborough is looking forward to telling this story to his grandkids someday.
Yes, sir. It's one of a million lifetime that I'll ever be on this. And it'll make me feel special to tell my grandkids.
The group was still a few thousand dollars short of its $40,000 funding goal when it left last night. Our weather forecast, sunny and pleasant, a high today of 59. It'll be clear and not so cold tonight, 38 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. Now at 6:10, it is fair and 32. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.